Welcome to Palace to the Core podcast. My name is Stephen. Thank you for joining me on this, the final match report of the 2021 season. I hope that you've enjoyed the season. I know that it's not been what everybody was hoping for, but let's just get on to this last game away to Liverpool. So, looking at the lineups, it was clear that there were still a couple of injuries going on, unfortunately for us at the moment. It was a 3-3-4 formation that we did. We had Ayew, Zaha, Townsend up front, Riedewald, McCarthy, Coyote in the middle, and Mitchell, Cahill, Tompkins and Ward at the back with Gaeta in goal. Now, it didn't kind of work out like that. It actually turned into a bit more of a 4-4-2 formation, but that's how it sort of lined up on paper. Now, of course, you have to understand that Liverpool were chasing the European place. They needed to win. So they weren't going to go easy on us at all, and as it turned out, they didn't go on easy on us in any way whatsoever. So the game started pretty much as you would expect it to be. We were under the cosh quite early on, and I just wanted to say as a side note, Benteke didn't play because he had a slight, I think he went off with a slight knock at the end of the last game, and I think that, you know, with the Euros coming up and things like this, they probably wanted to be cautious and leave him out of the game. It was the beginning of the last game of the season. Give him a bit of a rest before the Euros kick off. So I imagine that's why he wasn't played, because I don't think his injury was enough to keep him out necessarily. But I think they just didn't want to aggravate it. So that's my dog moving around in the back there. So I do apologise. So we did that. And also Eze, of course, has suffered that Achilles injury. So he's going to be out, they think, at least for the first couple of months of the new season, which is going to be a big blow for us. And of course, we just heard, on the news recently today, that Nathan Ferguson has also picked up an injury to his Achilles that could put him out for the rest of the year. So another big blow for us, and certainly a big blow for Nathan Ferguson, who's only just recovered from injury before. So it's not looking too good for us on the injury front, and hopefully it will start getting a bit better for us now. But anyway, the game kicked off. It was pretty much as you would expect it to be. It was all Liverpool. We did have a couple of chances early on. Zaha went close with a shot, but it wasn't going to be troubling their goalkeeper. And really, the first half just carried on pretty much like that. It was a bit of a letdown in some ways. You know, we were a little bit slow. We seemed to be second to the ball all the time. You know, we weren't as on top and as eager to get to the ball, I don't think. I mean, I'm sure it's just a case at the end of a very tough season, very short break during last summer. So I think it was just trying to catch up, just start to catch up on all the players. But we just looked a little bit lethargic, a little bit slow to get to the ball. And Liverpool, to their credit, they were playing the ball quite well and trying to create good chances, which they eventually did manage to create just around the 36 minute mark, when Mane put the ball in the back of the net. And of course, you have to think to yourself, he has a great scoring record against us. There's something about us that he enjoys playing against us, because he's scored a few times against us in the past. But yeah, Mane made it 1-0 to Liverpool, and at that point they kind of really had control of the first half after that. Then in the second half, it was pretty much same again. We kicked off with the team as it was. Unfortunately, Tompkins, who only just returned from injury himself, he went off with an injury. So that was a little bit of a disappointment for us there. But we brought on Jeffrey Schlupp at that point, and Coyote went back into his defensive duties that he's been doing for most of this year. He's done very well, considering he's not really a natural defender. I think he's done a very good job there. So Schlupp came on, and it didn't really make a big difference to the way that we were playing. You know, we were still really slow to get to the ball. We were giving passes away far too easily, and unfortunately, it against Liverpool, especially Liverpool, who are looking to get a win, and they were really fired up for this game. Klopp said that this was their kind of cup final game, and you could see it. They were really fired up for it. They really wanted to get that European spot, and it was just unfortunate that they ran into us on the last game of the season. Then just after, later on into the second half, Hodgson brought on Patrick Van Aanholt and also Martin Kelly, who Kelly, he's kind of, I think he's lost it a little bit now. You know, he hasn't been playing very much at all, and he just looked really, really slow, unfortunately. He couldn't get onto the pace of the game at all. And that's how it continued up until the later on in the second half, I should say, when on 74 minutes, Mane scored his second for Liverpool. And by then, of course, you were thinking that it's pretty much all over. And Liverpool were kind of dominating the game even more after the second goal went in. And you can see the Palace players were despondent. You know, they were unhappy that they wanted this to be Hodgson's last game on a win. But unfortunately, it wasn't to be, and it ended up being a 2-0 defeat to us in the end. Of course, I think it was inevitable it was going to be like that. You know, we had those injuries. Benteke was also out, so it was always going to be a difficult thing for us to get anything from. So it was one of those games, I think, unfortunately. But now, that's it for the season, and we're going into the summer. A lot of people are thinking that we're going to have a big summer in terms of, transfers and things like this. I really hope that is the case. I'm not entirely sure it's going to happen like that. I think it's going to take a long time for us to rebuild this squad. It's not going to happen over one summer. And I think a lot of the players who are currently with us may still be with us come next season, because getting the number of players we need in to rejuvenate the squad completely is going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight. So, but you know, we're going to next season. We're in the Premier League. No news on a new manager as yet, but hopefully that will come along soon. I am going to be doing the odd episode here and there during the close season if anything major comes up in terms of transfers or manager news. So please stay tuned for that. Thank you for your loyalty and listening to me over the last season. I hope that you're going to have a good break, whatever you're doing, and stay tuned for more updates from me during the close season as and when things happen. Thank you for joining me again. Thank you very much for your support, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.